This is a podcast with a name. Stop Christian Nationalism. It is a podcast that's about stopping Christian nationalism. This podcast will talk about how we stop Christian nationalism. That's what it's about. Stop Christian nationalism.
Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. I want to talk to you about what you're seeing on social media. There's a certain kind of meme that's going around. Your friends may have reposted graphics that have some really inspiring text next to Pope Leo XIV, also known as Robert Prevost, in which he's saying, quote, "To be called woke in a world that sleeps through suffering is no insult." And that sounds great. Sounds like a defense of a progressive ideology and an attempt to be liberal and enlightened in the world, as Donald Trump and the Republican Party are attacking everything that is at the core of liberal democracy in the United States of America. There's a problem with it, though. This statement is bogus. Pope Leo XIV never said any such thing. An atheist, actually, made up that fake quote using an artificial intelligence chatbot. And he did that in order to test how many people would fall for the hoax. The atheist made this statement, quote, "The fact that so many of you wanted this to be true shows how far Catholicism is from real progress," unquote. There was another meme out there with Pope Leo XIV, quote, "To be woke is not a threat, it is a calling," unquote. But that's another false statement. It's a fake quote. Pope Leo XIV never has said any such thing. He's never defended anything woke. In fact, he's criticized woke ideology. What about this next one? Quote, "You cannot follow both Christ and the cruelty of kings. A leader who mocks the weak, exalts himself, and preys on the innocent is not sent by God. He is sent to test you, and many are failing," unquote. You know, a lot of people have been sending that one around saying, look what Pope Leo XIV said. This is clearly criticizing Donald Trump. But you know what I'm going to say, right? It's another fake quote. Pope Leo XIV never said this. And there's a longer one, too. Oh, boy, this one goes on and on. And it was actually put up in a video, which appears to be Pope Leo XIV saying this. So it seems to be less suspect, actually. This quote talks about immigration policies from Donald Trump, naming him specifically, saying that they are blatantly trampling on both the teachings of the church and the promises of the American dream. But actually, this statement was never made by Pope Leo XIV, not before he became pope, not afterwards. It's another one created by artificial intelligence. So it's a completely fake quote, another one. What's going on with all of these fake quotes, supposedly by Pope Leo XIV, is fairly obvious. Only a small number of American Christians are liberal. Just 14%, according to a recent survey by the Pew Research Center. 14% of American Christians are liberal. However, those liberal Christians are fervently dedicated to the belief that their version of Christianity is somehow the real Christianity, and everybody else are just fake Christians. And so there's a cognitive dissonance that's created between the reality that most Christians are actually either non-political or are anti-liberal, and the claim that somehow Christianity is a force for progress in society. This cognitive dissonance builds and builds the more that we see Donald Trump aligned with Christian political leaders who are supporting what he does, including many leaders in the Catholic Church. And so then along comes a new pope from the Roman Catholic Church. They're appointing an American priest to be the new pope, calling himself Pope Leo XIV. And so here is a hope, with all of that cognitive dissonance building up, that finally we're going to see the real Christianity that liberal Christian Americans believe in. They wanted to have a Christian leader finally stand up and speak for liberal social values and democracy. And then Pope Leo XIV did not speak up for those things. He didn't speak up for liberal social values or democracy upon becoming pope. So what did liberal Christians do? They looked online for what they thought he ought to be saying. And when their friends forwarded these fake quotes, they seized upon them in order to avoid confronting the brutal reality that the Catholic Church is just another religious anti-liberal organization. It's not going to stand up to Donald Trump. You know, what Pope Leo XIV has actually said has either been really general or it's been attacking people on the margins of society, like atheists. I mean, atheists are not a majority in American society, for sure. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I noted Pope Leo XIV had a verbal attack against atheists in which he accused atheists, a lack of faith, for all of the problems that have actually been caused by Christian nationalism. And this week, Pope Leo XIV has issued a new statement criticizing LGBTQ marriages, saying that governments around the world should only support families that are, quote, founded upon the stable union between a man and a woman, unquote. Now, we've also covered in this podcast the fact that the Bible itself does not really support only one version of marriage. If you look at all of the marriages that are in the Bible, a lot of them are not between one man and one woman. There's a lot of swinging going on, for example. And there are some, perhaps, homosexual relationships, like between Jonathan and King David. And Pope Leo XIV is very conveniently ignoring those. But the fact is that Pope Leo XIV has criticized what he calls the homosexual lifestyle in the past. And this is the kind of statement that we expect from the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is not doing anything to really step aside from that tradition of attacking gay people, or attacking atheists, attacking other non-Christians. It's not exactly a call for unity, is it? But, you know, there's one group that Pope Leo XIV is not attacking, and that is Donald Trump and the people who support him. He has conspicuously avoided any criticism of those who are in power. And so we see that people are spreading these fake quotes from Pope Leo XIV, and they're doing that because the real statements that the new pope is making are rather unpalatable. We're seeing that Pope Leo XIV is not a liberal. He's punching down. He's turning a blind eye to the abuses of Christian nationalism in his own home country. And the fact is, Pope Leo XIV is not going to be coming to the rescue. We can make up all of the fake quotes that we want, expressing our fantasies about what Pope Leo XIV would say. But that's not going to protect us from the growth of Christo-fascism.
This is a podcast with the name Stop Christian Nationalism. It is a podcast that's about stopping Christian nationalism. This podcast will talk about how we stop Christian nationalism. Ooh, yeah, that's what it's about. Stop Christian nationalism.